Okay. We thank our Lord for giving one more opportunity to listen and discuss His wonderful words of life. So, last few days, we studied an important subject in the Bible. That is the soul, the human soul dies, and the word hell in the Bible is actually, you see, the grave, the condition of death. And hell is not a place of torment. We have seen all these things in the last week. So immediately, naturally, the question comes to our mind is that, then is there no judgment? What is the meaning of the judgment day? What will happen during the judgment day? What does the Bible says about judgment day? So today, we are going to study about this judgment day. So the general belief is that Jesus is going to come at the second coming. So when he is going to return at the second coming, you see, all the world will see him come on the clouds, and everybody will wail, and everybody will, you see, beat their heart. And even those who pierced him shall wail because Jesus is coming. And as soon as Jesus comes, what happens? You see, all the graves will open. And all the dead bodies who are dead, you see, they will be raised. And they will be judged. So judgment will happen for all the dead persons will come back to life on this same earth. And this will, you see, all these, you see, souls will go to heaven and stand before the great white throne of our Lord, Jesus Christ. And judgment will happen for everybody. So, when Jesus is sitting on a great white throne, so he will be having books, and that is called the Book of Life. And the Book of Life will be opened. And once the Book of Life is opened, each and every person's, each and every deed, good or bad, everything is totally recorded in that book. And everybody will be judged as per that book. So Jesus will count each and everybody, since everybody's name will be called. One by one, they will be standing in a queue. One by one, they will come and stand before Christ. And Christ will tell all the sins before them, that you, in such and such day, you did such and such deed. You see? And those who have done a bad thing, they will be all thrown to hell fire. And they will be screaming and crying. And you see? Even if they plead with Christ, also Christ won't forgive them. So they will be burned forever and ever. So, they will be keeping on burning. They will also be keeping on burning. So, nothing will happen to them. They'll only scream. That pain will be there. But they won't die. What a wonderful hellfire. And the worms won't die. The worms will crawl over them, everything. And those who have done, you see, the good deeds, you see, in the name of Christ, those who believe Jesus, you see, and what about them? You see, those people, you see, they will go to heaven, the paradise, even though they would, you see, they have sinned after becoming Christian also. Yes, they will still go to heaven, you see, because they have believed in Jesus Christ, you see. So, all their sins are forgiven and they will be, you see, taken to paradise. And they will be happy along with all the holy angels. You see, this is the concept of judgment. And this judgment will happen in one day, it seems, 24 hours. Imagine, in 24 hours, for the whole world, whole dead world to be judged. I think Jesus will surely have a supercomputer. It will be in less than 1 second that everybody will be judged and all the deeds will be, you see, told them. So, this is, you see, the general concept of judgment. Okay. See, dear brethren, already, when a man dies, what would have happened? A judgment would have happened, no? The soul would have come out, you see, and it would have gone and stand before God. Then itself, judgment would have passed. Correct, no? As soon as a man dies, the judgment would have happened. Everybody does the same thing. Then, if already the judgment has happened when a man has died, then why one more judgment at the second coming? Now, which is the judgment we should believe? Whether judgment will happen as soon as a man dies, whether he will go to hell or heaven, or does it really happen at the second coming? What is the truth, dear brethren? You see, so these thoughts are from the various you see scriptures which give a wrong interpretation. You get these views. So let us see those views about the false interpretation of you see these verses, how the judgment will happen and the wicked will go to hell and the holy persons and the good persons will go to heaven. So let us read Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27. Peter brother, can you read brother?
Okay. It is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment.
It is appointed for a man to die once after judgment. So, brother, very clear now. After death, there is a judgment. He is appointed to die as soon as a man dies, then after judgment. Aha. If this is truth, then the judgment should have happened for everybody, all the dead people, all the wicked people. Let us see what does the Bible say. What does Jesus say? He is the judge now. Let us ask him. Matthew 11:24, brother.
But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee.
See, here Jesus says it will be more tolerable to Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for Israel. That means even the judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah is not over, it seems. Then there is a clear proof. The judge himself is saying the judgment will happen in the future, not it's already happened as soon as the man dies. This is very clear. You see, and moreover, Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. You see, the Lazarus who came back from the dead, did he give any witness that, oh, I went to heaven, I was standing before a great white throne, books were opened, there was judgment given to me, and they sent me to heaven. I roamed about in hell, heaven, everything. Then I came back. You see, is it given there? No. Let us read John 11:43.
And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
See, Lazarus come forth. Did he come from heaven? After judgment is over. What double acting? One judge is already there in heaven, another judge is on earth, is coming, is calling him back for earth. Then what is the meaning of judgment? Now, what is the meaning of Hebrews 9 chapter? Actually, if you read correctly, Hebrews 9 chapter is not at all speaking about human beings. It is speaking about the great high priest. You see, we have seen and studied about the subject about the tabernacle. You see how the high priest once a year had to enter into the most holy, and he was supposed to enter with the blood, and he has to sprinkle the blood on the Ark of the Covenant. And if he commits any mistake, even in his thoughts at that place, he would die on the spot. And that was the judgment for him. Imagine if he dies, what would they do? Hence, they had tied a rope for his hip and sent him inside. If it doesn't come, then it's clear proof that he died, and you would pull up the dead body. You see, this is speaking about the high priest. Let us read that verse, brother. Let us read from verse 24 to 28. Now we'll come to understanding. Hebrews 9, chapter 24 to 28.
Okay, for Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor
See.
did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year. With the blood that is not his own.
See, here is comparison is given to the high priest entering into the most holy. The same way Jesus entered into heaven. Once for all, it seems. See the beautiful comparison. So this is become the high priest, Lord Jesus Christ. Now continue, brother. Next, continue.
Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
You see? This one Jesus did once for all by sacrificing himself. Next, continue with that.
Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. So,
See? Yeah, he's speaking about high priest and Jesus. And he's saying, as it is destined for a man to die, then judgment. Similarly, so all the above verses we're speaking about Jesus and the high priest. Now, can he suddenly speak about a human being, general human being, about everybody? No, this is speaking about the same high priest. It was as if the high priest was appointed to death and judgment, isn't it? See, when he was taking the blood to the most holy once a year, it was like appointing him to judgment that he would die. Anything could happen to Abraham. So this is not speaking about a human being at all. A general human being. This is speaking about the high priest. Okay. Even then, if the judgment should have taken place, what should happen first of all? The dead should rise, no? But it should come back to life. Now, where are the dead? When will the dead come back to life? What does the Bible say? Read 1 Thessalonians 4:16, brother.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
See, Jesus will return, then only the dead in Christ shall rise first. The Lord shall descend, then only dead in Christ shall rise first. Until then, none of the dead can come back to life. Then, how can already people go to heaven and hell, a judgment? How is this possible? Therefore, clearly Jesus said, the judgment will happen only at the second coming, not as soon as a man dies. Read Matthew 16:27, brother.
For the Son of Man shall come in the holy glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
He shall come. Jesus shall come. Then he shall reward every man according to his works. Then only judgment will happen. Okay, giving reward. Okay, now judgment is for whom? Sinners, saint and sinners, correct? No, so two groups will be there. Either it will be a sinner or a saint. So Jesus' judgment is going to do means he's going to separate these two people, correct? No, now let us read one verse, 1 Corinthians 6:2, brother.
Okay. Do you not know that he science will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge tribal cases?
See, this verse says, don't you know that the saints shall judge the world? That means, where are the saints? They are not standing before Jesus in the queue among the wicked. The saints will be seated with Jesus and judging the world, it seems. So if the saints are with Jesus on the throne, so who is before Jesus? Who's only sinners, all wicked people. Then why judgment? Lump sum, overall, at a time, we can send them to hell, no? Now why judgment is required? It's not at all required. You see, Apostle Paul knows that there is none righteous. Jesus doesn't know. When Apostle Paul knows there is none righteous, then why judgment? Jesus doesn't know. Doesn't our Lord know that there is none righteous? Everybody has sinners. He knows. Then why judgment? Therefore, judgment subject we need to study. Just with now, we should not come to conclusion based on our weird thoughts. You see, judgment, That word judgment is the Greek word krino. Krino in English means crisis. Crisis means what? It can be this way or that way. That is the crisis. Like, for example, if a patient is in ICU, what will the doctor say? We can't say anything. Crisis. And in a judgment, there is a trial and a decision. Then only judgment will come. So for judgment, these two things are very, very important. Like, for example, imagine, you see, the culprit, the terrorist was arrested. You see, so many criminals were also caught red-handed. You see, immediately, as soon as they were caught red-handed, do you think they were just hanged to death? They were literally killed? No. You see, dear brethren, what happened? Judgment went on. They were arrested. You see, trial went on. You see, the case was presented. Argument went on. The trial upon trial. Then only the decision was given. Hang them to death. So similarly, each and every judgment should have two things. One, a trial, and another, a decision based on the trial. This is the same way that happened, you see, in the Garden of Eden. Same way it has happened in the Garden of Eden. God had kept Adam and Eve on trial, told them not to eat the forbidden fruit. You can eat all the fruit except the forbidden fruit. So that was a trial, the beginning of the trial when God told. But when Adam ate the forbidden fruit, what happened? Sin and death enter into the world. Then God pronounced that dying thou shall die. Decision was given. They were cast out of Garden of Eden. So these two things were composed of the judgment which God gave in the Garden of Eden. You see, they were cast out of Garden of Eden, you see, into the unfinished world, dear brethren. So that was the first judgment that took place in the Garden of Eden. And each and every mankind are condemned to death under the same first judgment. We are all condemned to death in the first judgment, dear brethren. Everybody of us are dying in Adam. We have studied this one in the ransom class. You see, so let us recollect a few verses. Jeremiah 31:29, brother, and Romans 5:12.
Okay, in those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten of sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edges.
In those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape, and children's teeth are raised at an edge. Father Adam ate the forbidden fruit. What happened? All his children, all our teeth were set on the edge. We were all condemned to death. Read Romans 5:12, brother.
Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, for that all have sinned.
See, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and this death passed upon everybody, because God condemned everybody into sin in Adam. So each and every grave, each and every pain, each and every sickness, sorrow, is a proof that we are all dying in Adam. Okay. Now what does the Bible say? The Bible says God has appointed a day for judgment. Read Acts 17:31, brother.
Because he had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance into all men, in that he had raised him from the dead.
See, God has appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness. No, if all the world already judged in Adam, condemned to death in Adam, now why there is a judgment again? Dear brethren, how can other judgment come when already the first judgment is still undergoing in process? How can you give a new judgment? You see, we need to understand this one. Why there is going to be one more judgment day? First of all, it says, you see, God has appointed a day. Right? Is it a literal day? No. You see, this is not a literal 24 hours day. In 24 hours, the whole world can't be. You see, just literally. See? But for our Lord, one day means how many years? How many years, brother?
1,000 years.
Very good. 1,000 years. So a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years as a day. That means Jesus is here saying that God has appointed a day, 1,000 year day. To judge the world in righteousness means that day is a period of 1,000 years. You see? Therefore, we read in the Bible about day. Hey, everywhere in the Bible, day is not 24 hours day. Like, for example, it says, as it was in the days of Noah. So, days of Noah means what? Is it really 24 hours day? No. It was a period in which Noah lived. So, similarly, the day of judgment is what? The day in which Jesus will be as a judge and rule. Therefore, this is a judgment day, a period of 1,000 years. This verse, Acts 17:31 also says, that God shall judge the world in righteousness. You see? That means this is not going to be an unrighteous judgment. This is going to be just a trial. You see? And just and righteous judgment. What do you mean by righteous judgment? You see? Jesus is not going to stand, make everybody stand in their queue and tell all their past sins and condemn again to death because they already experienced that sin and penalty death. Then for which sins they are going to judge? Dear brethren, for all our past sins, who has experienced death? You see, Jesus has experienced death, isn't it? We all know, very well know. See, what does the Bible say? Isaiah 53:5, brother.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Ah, see, he was wounded for our transgression. For our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. All the judgment of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. That means all the punishment which as man we were supposed to receive, God gave to whom? Jesus. That means he's already been punished for our sins. Then is it right to again call somebody in the queue and tell them that you have sinned like this, 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 and give them the same punishment? How is the right of judgment, dear brethren? Like, for example, imagine if you're in Dubai, the rules are so that if you steal something, immediately they'll give 50 lashes on the spot. Imagine we are in Dubai, so we have stolen something, so they have to give 50 lashes to us. Imagine the 50 lashes will be so severe. Just for a few lashes, they will tremble, they will shake, you see. And even if they die also, they won't keep quiet. They will lag. Until they finish their lashes, they won't keep quiet at all, it seems. Imagine if you're in Dubai, we are supposed to receive this 50 lashes. Instead of us, somebody else takes his 50 lashes. Then if again the, you see, judge come and tells, oh, come, brother, please come, I'll give you the balance 50, is it correct? No. All our punishment, somebody has taken. So if you come and again punish me for the same thing, how right is it? That is not a righteous judgment at all. So similarly, the entire word sin was borne by Lord Jesus Christ and again just for why for the past sins. You see, therefore, judgment is not to condemn the world. See, read John 3:17, brother.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
See, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. How? When? When Jesus returns the second coming, all the dead will come back to life. on the same earth, back from the grave. Then, in his 1,000 years rule, the first thing Jesus is going to do is bind Satan for a period of 1,000 years. You see? Let us read Revelation 20, 1, 2, and 3, brother.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bounded him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and sought him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and
till
after
the
that
1,000 years
he
be fulfilled. See, he should deceive the nations no more till the. Okay, so he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years are complete. So Satan is bound. Why? So that he might not deceive the nations as he is doing now. You see, that is the reason today the God of this world has blinded the eyes of many who don't believe the gospel, because they are under the deception of the devil. But when Christ returns, he is going to bind everybody. He says, bind Satan for 1,000 years, so that everybody may come to the knowledge of truth. See, in the 1,000 years, judgment, 1,000 years, Jesus rule, 1,000 years, Satan bound for 1,000 years. And what will happen to the people? The people will learn the scriptures, they will learn the Bible. They learn the word of God. Read Isaiah 26, 9, brother.
With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yeah, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early, for when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
See, when thy judgments are in the earth, when you're going to judge the world in righteousness for 1,000 years, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Not that they will go to hell and heaven. They will learn righteousness. Where is the righteousness? It is in the righteous word of God. Everybody's ears and everybody's eyes shall be opened when Satan is bound. You see, Jesus said, he that has ears, let him hear. You see, and he that has eyes, let him see. Jesus was not speaking about little eyes and little, ears. He was speaking about the eyes of understanding, ears of listening to the truth. And, Isaiah 29, chapter 18 to 24 is clearly given there. You see, every deaf shall hear the word of God. Those who murmured shall see and understand the doctrine. You see, today, when we tell to people to come for a Bible class, how many people will come? Not many. But in Christ's kingdom, everybody shall study the word of God. So hence, Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years. In 1,000 years, the man will be brought back from the fallen condition to the condition of perfectness in which Adam was lived. So that is the reason Jesus is being given 1,000 years to bring man to perfection. This is the judgment. Now, you see, how is this judgment? It will be the same way as it was in the Garden of Eden. You see, how God, placed Adam perfectly in the Garden of Eden, then put him on trial. You see, but Adam failed in the trial. It is the same way that is going to be in the 1,000 years. Everybody shall be brought back from death. And they will be given the opportunity to understand the truth, understand God's words, and brought back to perfection, human perfection in the 1,000 years. Then last, what will God ask? Obedience. Obedience to the word of God. What will be the reward? The reward of the trial will be life. That was in the same in Garden of Eden, no? God created Adam perfectly, created the tree, told to show obedience. What will be the reward? Everlasting life or everlasting death. And in Garden of Eden, the judgment had a trial, the decision. There was a beginning and the end. Similarly, in 1,000 years, there is going to be a judgment, there is going to be a beginning and end. Ends, 1,000 years is fixed. But only one difference between the first judgment and the last judgment is Adam did not have experience about sin and evil and wickedness. But in Christ's kingdom, each and every person will have the knowledge of experience of evil. So that will make a huge difference of man choosing good. See how the judgment will be. Each and every person will be given a minimum 100 years opportunity to come back to God, to turn to God. Each and every wicked person will be given at least minimum 100 years. Read Isaiah 65:20, brother.
There shall be no more dens and infants of death, infant of death, nor an old man that had not filled his days, for the child shall die in 100 years old, but the sinner being in 100 years old shall be accursed.
See, in 1,000 years, no more shall die like an infant of days. As soon as they burn, 1 or 2 days, 1 week, they die, no? No, they won't die, seems so. Nor a old man was not filled his days. Nobody will die in a old man's age without filling his days. You see, earlier man used to live for how many years? 900 years. But today, 90 years, 80 years. Some people die at 60 years only without fulfilling their old age. That's what this verse says. But in 1,000 years, they will die at 100 years. It seems. And that is a child. For the child shall die 100 years. 100 years child. 100 years is a old man's age. But in 1,000 years, compared to the 1,000 years, 100 years is what? A child's age. 10%, that's all. And who dies at 100 years? What is he called as? But the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. One who dies at the age of 100 years is a sinner. Which means, once the resurrection happens, each and every person will be given a minimum opportunity of 100 years to turn back to God. If he doesn't turn, then he is a sinner, he shall be accursed, and he shall die. Compared to all the human beings who are living for 1,000 years, this person's age will be compared to just a child. This judgment only is beautifully given to us in Matthew 25th chapter, verses 32 to, you see, 40. Now let us read a few verses. 25th chapter, 32 and 33, brother.
And therefore himself we gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
See, when Jesus comes, he shall gather the nations, he shall separate them one from another, as a goat from the sheep. The goat will be on the left and the sheep on the right. What does it mean? Is it literally meaning that Jesus is going to come and do the separation literally between goat and sheep? No, this is not speaking of little goat and sheep. This is a goat type of character. The sheep type of character is saying. Okay. Now, when will this happen? If you continue reading, it says, Jesus tells, you see, I was hungry, but you came and, you see, gave me food. Read, brother. Verse 35, 36, 37, 38 and 39, brother. 35 to 39, brother.
35 to 39, okay. Okay. For I was hungry and you gave me some things to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in our needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
Continue.
Then the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he who
see, thank you. Okay, brother. So he says, I was hungry, who came and gave me food. I was thirsty, who came and gave me water. I was naked, you came and clothed me. I was in prison, you came and visited me. So Jesus asks, this person will ask, Lord, when did we do for all these things to you? Jesus says, whatever you do for one of these one, it is like doing to me. Based on this one only, many people do this. This is social work. They go to the prison ministry. Oh, because why? Jesus told, you were in prison, you came and visited me. They give you, distribute food, water, clothes in Christmas time and all. Why? Because Jesus said, no, you are angry, you gave me. If you don't give, then you will be cursed. If you give, you will be blessed. Based on this one only, so many people do all this hospitality work, NGO work, social work. Okay. Now, when this will happen, when this thing has to be done, when will our Lord do it? When did Lord Jesus say that you should do it? Read Matthew 25:31, brother.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
When will this happen? When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Jesus is already come. He is going to come. This is going to happen when Jesus is going to return the second advent. Then only all these things should be fulfilled. Now, before this only, if you go and do this one, how is it possible? Jesus himself never did this one. How did he? Did he visit any jail? Did he give any clothes to any poor? He fed and he gave. That's all. Did he visit any home for the aged? Did he build any hospital? No. So these are things to be done in the kingdom, not now. So this is not a literal statement at all. This is a parable because Jesus is not going to come literally to separate the goat and the sheep. So goat are a class of people and a sheep are a class of people. The sheep are a class of people who are docile, who are humble. You see, who surrender themselves to the Lord, who do good things. Like what? In the resurrection, everybody will be coming up in batches. So one batch has to receive another batch. They need to take care of them, give them food. What food? Not literal food. Food, word of God. Jesus said, no, man shall not live by bread alone. Give them the word of God. Give them the truth, the water of truth, the living waters. You see, visit them in the prison. Prison house means death. Pray for the dead that they may come back to life. You see, and stranger. Nobody has so many friends. You see, they are all strangers. So many people are there. Some people have relatives. What about the other people who don't have anybody? Pray for them. The day must come in the resurrection. This is what Jesus said. The sheep people, we show their love and express love one for another. But the goat class will be stubborn. No, I won't pray for my grandmother because she never gave me anything. You see? So this is the goat spirit. So slowly in the 1,000 years, when the knowledge shall be given to them, practically, if they don't implement in their life, or practically, if somebody implements in the life, slowly these two groups of people will be separated. And what will be the reward? This is the trial. So what will the reward? The reward is that for the sheep class, God is going to give the kingdom. And for the goat class, they're going to be destroyed in second death. Let us read ಮ್ಯಾಥ್ಯು 25:34 ಬುದರ್. ಹಾ
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, a blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
See what did Jesus say? For the sheep class on my right hand, blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Did he say come to heaven? No, he said kingdom. Where is the kingdom? Jesus taught us the prayer. No, brother. What is the Lord's prayer, brother? Our father, huh? What is the Lord's prayer, Peter, brother?
Who is in heaven, your kingdom will come, your will be done.
Very good. Very good, isn't it? You see, let thy kingdom come, may thy will be done on earth, even as it is done in heaven. So kingdom will come into the world. In that kingdom only, these will inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. This is the kingdom which God has been preparing, we are waiting. So the sheep class, good people, will stay on earth. They won't go to heaven, dear brethren. See, this is the judgment of the world. What about the wicked? Read verse 41, brother. Huh?
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels.
See, what fire? Everlasting fire. Does it say that? You see, tormenting fire, hell fire. No. Everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, where is the devil? Where is the fallen angels cast off? Let us read that one in Revelation 20, verse 14, brother.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
This is the second death. That means the lake of fire means second death. That means these people will go to everlasting destruction, the second death, from where there will be no resurrection at all. So this is the judgment that actually the Bible speaks. Okay. Then there is one verse in Revelation, no, where books will be opened, a white throne judgment. Now, what is the meaning of that one? Let us read Revelation chapter 20, verse 12.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were in judged out of these things which were written into the books according to their works.
See, here the verse clearly says, brother, they were judged according to the things which are written in the book. You know, can say no. Okay, now we all know that Revelation is not a direct language. This is all a symbolic language written in book of Revelation. In Revelation, it says our beast. Is it literal beast? No. Here, it's speaking of the dead, small and great. So, this is all completely coded language. We need to understand everything. So, white throne means what? White means what? Purity. Throne means judgment. So, it's going to be a righteous judgment. So, the dead, small and great means what? Who are the small people? Who are the great people? In your place, who is the small people? Who is the great people? Great people means who have a lot of money, lot of power, good position. You see, who are in authority. They are called as the great people, no? This is what the Bible says. The humble, the poor, as well as the rich, the great. You see, the proud, the humble and proud, both, all the people are dead in God's sight. They will all come in the resurrection. Then what will happen? Books were opened, it seems, sir. All right. Now, the people were judged as per what? Books or book? Read that verse again, brother. Read that verse 12 and answer me the question. The people were judged by what? Were they judged by the books or were they judged by the book? Got my question, Peter, brother? Now, read verse 12 in Revelation 20 and answer me this question. You got the question clearly?
Revelation
20 verse 12. But did you hear my question properly?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Now you read, you tell me the answer.
Revelation 20. Okay, 20:12. Okay. And I saw the dead, great, and small standing before the throne, and books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, the dead was and I think book.
या बुक्स है और बुक का
Book
कंटिन्यू वेर फ्रॉम वेर यू स्टॉप कंटिन्यू एंड कॉन्सेंट्रेट। हाँ
and the date were just according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
इन द
Books.
बुक्स नाउ यू टेल मी वेदर दे वे जस्ट एज पर द बुक्स और बुक
Books.
Books, very good. So they were not judged as per a single book. They were judged as per the books. Now you need to understand which is these books, sir. You see? Now you tell me in the Bible, how many books are there?
Two.
In the Bible, only two books are there.
Books
Ah.
66.
Very good. 66 books, sir. This is a Books. Now, is this Bible open to everybody or is it sealed? Can
What?
the Bible be understood by everybody? Can everybody understand the
Yes.
Bible? Yes or no?
Everybody, understand, no.
No, very good. Read Isaiah 29, 11 and 12.
Isaiah 29,
11 and 12.
11 to 8. Okay, 11, 12. For you, this old vision is not but the words sealed in the scroll. Read and say to him, read this, please. He will answer, I cannot, it is sealed.
It
Sealed.
is sealed. Now read Daniel 12:9.
Pardon, please. Sorry.
Daniel 12:9, 12 chapter verse 9.
Okay, 12:9. He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed off and sealed until the time of the
So Bible is sealed, so nobody can understand the Bible until God reveals it through the Holy Spirit. Correct, no brother?
Yes.
So in the 1,000 years, this book's Bible will be opened for the whole world. Now it is closed for the world. Then what will happen? Other book of life was opened, it seems. Now, what is this book of life? What is this book of life? Everybody thinks that book of life means everybody's deeds will be recorded there. Huh? If all our deeds are recorded in heaven, book is sufficient. Book of life means what? We need to read from the study from the Bible. For the Bible, which is the dictionary, brother? Huh? Peter, brother, for the Bible, which is the dictionary? If you have any questions from the Bible, where should you search the answers for? From the Bible. If you have any question from the Bible, where should we search the answer, brother?
The
Correct. So Bible, for the Bible, Bible is the dictionary. Okay? Now, which is this book of life? Moses said, no. Lord, Please remove my name from the book of life. Correct, huh? Have you read it or not? Read it. Exodus 32, 32. Exodus 32, 32.
Okay.
Exodus 32, 32.
But now, please forgive their sin. But if not, then bold me out of the book you have written.
See, he is saying, remove my name from the book of life. If you read the other KJV, it clearly says book of life. You see, which is the book of life? Huh? What is the where God has written everybody's name? He has written in the book, correct, Namadhar?
Yes.
Which is this book? Does God need a book to record everything?
No.
Then which is his book? If you see, his mind is his book. Okay, we need book because we don't have so much of memory power. But God has got so much of memory power; everything he can record it in his mind itself. Moses was saying, "Please blot out my name from your book, your mind." That is what Malachi 3:16 says. See, brother, Malachi 3:16. That is called as Book of Remembrance. Malachi 3:16.
Malachi 3:16. Okay. Then those who fear the Lord talk with each other, and the Lord listen and hear. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name.
So what was written, brother? What book was written? Book of?
Your book of remembrance.
Very good. Book of remembrance. Good, brother. So remembrance is what? Mind. So God has kept every record in his mind. So in 1,000 years, everybody shall be judged as per the deeds written in the book, means as per the Bible. As per the Bible, they shall be judged. You see? And whoever's names has to be written, are retained in God's mind, they will retain. And every rest of the people will be destroyed in second death. This is what the Bible says of judgment. Then the question comes, what about the sin which the people commit now? Is there no punishment for them? They steal, they do dacoity, they kill, they murder, they spoil somebody's family, they do war, they fight, they quarrel, isn't it? What is the punishment for them? The Bible says only one punishment. You know what is that one? Death. Death is the punishment. But beyond death, can we give any punishment, brother?
No.
No. That is the final punishment which God says. Romans 1st chapter 24 to 32. You can read it later. It clearly says, all those who do these things are guilty of death. But I don't think, apart from death, we can give any more punishment. So death is the ultimate. So what is the good that man is learning now? If you see, they are gaining good experience of evil. They are either building the character or spoiling the character. You see, now if a person doesn't behave in a good manner or doesn't cultivate good characters, in Christ's kingdom, it will be very difficult for him because he has to leave all the bad character, then learn the good character and come to Christ. But for such a person, it might take very long time. But if a person has learned so many good characters now itself, you see, in Christ's kingdom, it will be much easier for him to come to Christ likeness. So this is the subject about judgment. This is what the Bible says about judgment. Bible doesn't say that people will be judged and sent to hell or heaven. Okay? So God bless these words. If you have any doubts, any questions, you can ask, brother. Any questions, Peter, brother?
No, thank you.
Okay, hope you understood.
Yes.
Okay, I'll send you the YouTube link. Please watch the video. Any questions, any doubts here, we can ask. Okay, brother?